Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Thank you, Jesus, and glory to your name. I'm truly honored. Listen, I am truly honored in the name of Jesus to be in a point of representation, coming forth before you on today to give God praise, the highest praise, Shekinah glory praise, just glorifying him right this second. Because a situation has happened that's praised, God comes forth as a praise report. You see, before I go any further, first, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, where we come forth to read the Word of God from Monday through Friday, from Genesis to Revelation. Currently, we're reading out of the New King James Version, and we are in Deuteronomy chapter 25. But what I want to share with you right now, praise God, is on a praise report, a magnificent praise report. You see, as you already know, we take care of a hospice here in my home, in our home. And there have been a situation where her 98-year-old mother and her 88-year-old sister-in-law actually went into the hospital. She had what's called sepsis. She also had what's called Ebola. She also had a breakdown of her liver. She's currently also in the hospital with a feeding tube and a breathing machine, 24-hour oxygen, and she's on a continued respirator. Currently, when she went into the hospital, they mentioned that she had what's called sepsis, which is a disease that's in the blood and the bone. And so she stayed there. They thought it was her end. But the praise report is on this. The doctors have come forth and acknowledged onto Ruby Paxton, our sister who's in the hospital, that the breakdown of her body with the liver and everything that's bringing her to her demise, if that is the end of it, has completely, listen to me now, completely reversed itself. Let me explain to you. At once, it was at a point of where it was so destructive, where she was on one-way ticket to, well, praise God. But now, as the doctors have recognized, and please understand, through the continued prayer and the fasting and the continued commitment to trusting and having faith in God, not to worry about death or pain or anything of that nature, but just thanking God, the doctors have come back with the report that the breakdown of the liver has been completely, y'all listen, completely reversed. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? You see, we're not worrying about the demise that are what happens when you go through those situations of your blood being infected, your bones being infected. Everything's just breaking down. And now it's at a point where it's been reversed. You cannot tell me there is no God. For through those fastings and prayers and trusting in God that the healing would come forth to believe and have faith. This is where we come forth on today. Amen. Because we know, praise God, here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, we have what's called Romans 10, verse 10. That faith, you hear me? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, we strengthen our faith. When we look in Hebrews chapter 11, we read that faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Please understand, friends, you must have faith. You must have trust and believe in a higher power whom we call God through his Son, Jesus. And it's in that where we take a stand. Take a stand for Jesus' name is above AIDS. Jesus' name is above Ebola. Jesus' name is above any kind of addiction, any kind of a disease, any kind of anything that's going to bring you and just bring you down. Your health and your family and your finances. Faith. Trusting in God and believing that he will and is going to do far and exceedingly above anything you can think or imagine. To stand and believe and trust that God is real. Amen. We are in our last days. We are in the last days. In the last days where we still have a chance and the opportunity to get it right. We still have a chance and an opportunity to let go and let God. We still have an opportunity. Without any further ado, we want to continue reading the Word of God, the New King James Version. As always, we mentioned that God is our maker. God is our wheel in the middle of a wheel. God is our bright morning star. We know that God is and always will be King, the Creator, the Healer, and the Deliverer. Amongst much more, who will teach you today? I also then want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very special and blessed in the Spirit of God. I thank God for today for those listening by way of YouTube, Blog Talk, Twitter, listening even into the archives. God bless you. We believe truly with the anointing that's upon given in Diane ministry, friends. We believe that even through the archives, when you hear it in a later time, the anointing will still carry forth. We thank God in the name of Jesus. We thank God in the name of Jesus for one more time, one more day, one more opportunity to let go and let God acknowledge him and to increase your faith and your strength and believe and trust in him. I thank God for all those that are sowing seeds into our ministry. God bless you. And those out there in the European nations, God bless you. And also Africa and Jamaica, we thank God for you as well. David and Diane, ministry and friends, have come a long way with the support of our Christian friends. And we thank God for those out there in Canada and, of course, America. America there, that family and friends, and praise God, in Germany. We have family and friends in the spiritual sector in Canada. We have family and friends in European nations. When you believe and trust in God and have acknowledged him, you are our brother. You are our sister. And we pray for you that the blessings will come upon you in the name of Jesus without any hesitation, because you're doing the right thing in Jesus' name. Once again, as always, we take and we will pray to the reading of the word. But after we come from praying, we're going through music, and then we'll hear Deuteronomy chapter 25 and the theatrical voice that by the anointing by Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come before you at this moment as I feel not just for words, but spectacularly amazed by the power and the strength of you healing and delivering those whom are sick and call on you. Father God, for allowing us to be able to come before you, though we realize we're not worthy of any blessing which comes from above, but we thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us. We pray in the name of Jesus that our prayers are not hindered. So we ask that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great that sin might be, how minimal that fear. We trust and know that in your word that you say that if we confess our sins, you said that you will be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. And so we thank you for the forgiveness of that sin, the thoughts that were not right, the words that were not spoken right, the actions that may have been done. We thank you in those things that we were supposed to do for you, Lord, but we didn't get to doing them. It'll be about your business today, Lord. As we give you praise, glory, and honor, we need your spirit to reign, rule, and abide in each and every one of us so that we can grow stronger and grow closer to you, Lord. Be in the body of the baptized believers, making it available to those to be healed, saved, and delivered covered with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we know that we can't do this alone, that we are in the last days. But we trust and believe in you, that you healed us until the day of redemption, believing in you and knowing that we never would have made it to the point of that redemption if it had not been for you. Father God, thank you. Yes, that you continue to be with us throughout this reading. Bless the ears that hear in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, but we never would have made it without you.
Never could have made it. Without you,
Deuteronomy chapter
20. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, when I look back over all you brought me through.
Divorced her, most Nukiha back to be his wife after she has defiled. Far back is an abomination before the Lord. And you shall not bring sin on the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war or be charged with any business. He shall be free at home 1 year and bring happiness to his wife, whom he has taken. No man shall pick the lower milestone in pledge. He takes one's living in pledge. If a man is found kidnapping any of his brethren of the children of Israel and mistreats him or sells him, then that kidnapper shall die. And you shall put away the evil from among you. Take heed, in an outbreak of leprosy, that you carefully observe and do according to all the Levites shall teach you, just as I commanded them, so you shall be careful to do. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way when you came out of Egypt. When you lend your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to get his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you lend shall bring the pledge out. And if the man is poor, you shall not keep his pledge overnight. You shall in any case return the pledge to him again when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own garment and bless you, and it shall be righteousness to you before the Lord your God. Your priest, a hired servant, who is poor and needy, whether one of your brethren or one of the aliens who is in your land within your gates, each day you shall give him his wages, and not let the sun go down on it. He is poor and has set his heart on it. Please, he cry out against you, the Lord, and it be sin to you. Father shall not be put to death by their children, nor shall children be put to death by their fathers. A person shall be put to death by his own sins. You shall not pervert justice. You stronger are the fatherless, nor take a widow's garment as a pledge. But you shall remember that you are slain in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. Therefore, I command you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field and forget a sheep in the field, you shall not go back to get it. Shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive trees, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And you shall remember that you were slain in the land of Egypt. Now, for I command you to do this. Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a dispute between men, and they come to court, that the judges may judge them, and they justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, then it shall be, if the wicked man deserves to be beaten, that the judge will cause him to lie down and be beaten on his presence, in his presence, according to his guilt, with a certain number of blows. 40 blows he may give him, and no more. He should exceed this and beat him with many blows above these, and your brother be mutilated in your sight, humiliated. You shall not muzzle an ox while he treads out the grain. If brothers dwell together, the one and one of them dies and has no son, the widow of the dead man shall not be married to the stranger outside the family. Her husband's brother shall go in to her, take her as a wife, and perform the duty of a husband, brother, to her. It shall be that the firstborn son, which the bear she bears, he will succeed to the name of his dead brother, that his name may not be blotted out of Israel. But if the man does not want to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate, to the elders, and say, my husband's brother refuses to raise up a name to his brother in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him, but stands firm and says, I do not want to take her back. his brother's wife shall come to him in the prison of the elders, remove his sandals from his feet, spit in his face, and answer and say, so shall it be done to the man who will not build up his brother's house. In his name shall be called Israel, the house of him who had his sandal removed. If two men fight another together, and the wife of one draws near to rescue her husband from the hand of the attacking him, her hand to seize him by the genitals, then you shall cut off her hand. I shall not pity her. You shall not have in your bag differing weights, a heavy and a light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight. A weight, a just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Or you do such things, or who behave unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord your God. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt, how he met you on the way and attacked your strength. Oh, the stragglers at your ear when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God. Therefore, it shall be when the Lord your God has given you rest from your enemies all around in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance to you, will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget. Chapter Deuteronomy 26. And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abode. And you shall go to the one who is priest, who in those days, and say to him, to you, the Lord your God, that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give you, and no priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall Asa indeed before the Lord your God. My father was a Syrian about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there few in number, and there he became a nation great, mighty, and populous. But the Egyptian mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we carried out to the land of God. The Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He has brought us to the place, and he has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you and your house, you and the Levites and the strangers who is among you. When you have finished laying aside all the tithes of your third year, the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat within that gate and be healed. Then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the holy tithe from my house, and I have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, according to your commandments, which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed, nor have I forgotten them. I have not eaten any, or it went in mourning, nor have I removed any of it for an unclean use, nor given any of it, but have obeyed the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, just as you swear to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. For you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and that you will obey his voice. Also, today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made. In praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken. Deuteronomy chapter 27. No, Moses, who with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today, and it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over. You may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your God of your fathers promised. Therefore, it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime, and you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings and shall eat there and rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law that Moses and the priest, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, take heed and listen, this day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore, you shall be the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. And Moses commanded the people on the same day. These shall stand on Mount Gerizim, to bless the people when you cross over the Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molten image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of a craftsman, and sits it up. All the people shall answer and say, amen. Christ is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people say, amen. Christ is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Christ is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road. And all the people shall say, amen. Christ is the one who perverts the justice due to the stranger, the fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say, amen. Christ is the one who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, amen. Christ is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people say, amen. Christ is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people, oh, say, amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, amen. Amen. God ain't joking. Amen. He ain't joking. Praise God. We conclude the reading of chapter, praise God, 27. We will pick up again on tomorrow. Chapter 28 of Book of Deuteronomy. Once again, we truly thank you for joining us on today. We thank you as you continue to pray for our ministry, to pray for our mission. Amen. And we pray for you and your home and family, health and prosperity, understanding and deliverance and healing. Let us pray. Father God, once again, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. And as we come before you, we pray, speaking your name, trusting your name, believing in your name, that you, Father God, are King of kings and Lord of lords, and knowing that, Lord, apart from you, we do nothing. But as we stand firm and believe in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Help us, Lord, recognize that you would deliver us and carry us through, knowing that, as we said, that, and we know that all things, you said in your word, work for the good to them that love God. We accept the calling. We accept the mission. We pray that you forgive us of our sins, give us strength, encouraging us to be leaders and guide those that need direction and help. You guide us as we grow stronger and be leaders in the community. We love you as we give you true praise, honor, and glory, that your word will not return back onto you void, but will go out to accomplish just what you said it would. And we trust that you will provide all of our needs according to your richness and glory by Christ Jesus. And we know, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that riseth up against us and speaks against us, God bless you. This is the day. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and Monday we'll be back. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon. Although they've said, never trapped you, I want you to know.